first Shabbat here, Daf Nunches, at the two dots. Natana Tamale Bereka. So then it says that the Kohen took the full container of dam and put it into the empty container of dam. Forgetting about the Mishnah for a moment, this conversation takes place stam in the Beis HaMidrash. That one day Rami Bar Chama asked Rav Chisda, how about if the Kohen would put a mizrak betoch mizrak? He would have one, he took two cups, two empty cups, but one on top of the other. And then he held it from the bottom cup, and he goes now to be mekabel the dam, mekivo bot adam mau. What's the question? Min b'mino chutze. Do we say that since it's the same material after all, it's all cups, so maybe it's not chutze, or maybe even min b'mino would be chutze. Since it's over here, he has to do the kabbalah directly with his hand. We know that he always has to be in contact, or the kohen has to be holding the cup. Over here, the cup is holding the cup, and he's holding the cup that's holding the cup. So then it's not really in contact if there's a chatzitza, which is why we have to be very careful. Always there shouldn't be any chatzitza between Sarah of the Godin, between the Sarah of the Sharet, between, that's why they can't wear shoes. The feet have to be in contact with the actual floor of the Azora. But over here it's the same material. So do we say even so it's chotze, it's eno chotze? Marley, what do you mean? What's your question? It's a beferisher Mishnah and Masechet Yoma, Tinitua. Natana Tamalei Berekam. It says that the Kohen then took the full cup and he put it inside the empty cup, because now he's mixed the Dama Par and the Dama Sayer together. So he has now an empty cup. So he puts the full one in the empty one. So apparently it's perfectly okay, right? So if he's Hoshiv, my love, I mean, I assume that means Hoshiv, Mizrak Malei, Latov Mizrak Rika. He put the full cup now into the actual empty cup. No, it doesn't mean that at all. It means he pours out from the full cup into the empty cup. Iram Mizrak Malei Latov Mizrak Rika. What would he do that for? Hatan Le Reisha. It said right before that, Ira Dam Hapar Latov Dam HaSair, that he already poured out the Dam of the Par into Dam HaSair. So why is he now pouring it again? Obviously, because we want to have a good mixture of the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSair. So he pours once the Dam HaPar and the Dam HaSair, and then he takes the whole thing, pours it back into the empty cup. That doesn't mean he puts one cup into the other cup. So from here, you don't have any right. Okay, Tashma. Take a look now and see whether we can bring a raya from Zvachim. Haya omeid al gabe kli, o al gabe regel chaveiro. Now, note, regel chaveiro, it's over here. Instead of standing directly on the floor, as he's supposed to, he stands on someone else's foot. Now, that means someone else's foot is usually made out of the same thing that his own foot is made out of. Right? So it's min b'mina. Nonetheless, it says over here it's possible. So you see that min b'mina is indeed chotzeit. No, I mean, that's a little bit different. I mean, a foot, after all. Shine regel, the lo no kamavats mevatele. I mean, his friend can't say, okay, feels great, just stay there. And so there's obviously a something which is pushing for attention to get rid of whatever is big mark with bapsik on it. It's certainly going to be considered a chatzitza. So maybe over there it's a chatzitza, but would it just be an inanimate thing that is the same as the rocks of the floor of the Azora, wouldn't be considered to be a chatzitza? Others learned that the question that he asked for Chachila wasn't whether it had a din of chatzitza or not, but rather whether it's derech sherut beka or ain derech sherut beka. The point that he was making was that even if we theoretically we would say that it's not considered to be a chatzitza, it's all very nice, it's not a chatzitza, but it's, I mean, is this correct? Is this the way you're going to be misharis hakadosh baruch hu, one thing inside of another thing? But you tell me technically it's not a chatzitza, no. So it's not a chatzitza. We're dealing with an aved in the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. It has to be derech sherus. Is this considered to be derech sherus or not? To have a cup inside of another cup. See, Tosis has a whole problem with the sukkah because of the Gemara in sukkah. Because in sukkah, it's clear if you have your hand wrapped in something, then you would take the lulav. It wouldn't be kosher. The only thing is the lulav. But if you extend the lulav with a holder, then it's considered the holder is considered to be an extension of the lulav. Is that considered to be a chatzitza? So now, so why over here don't we simply view the bottom cup as a holder for the top cup instead of a chatzitza? Between your hand on the cup. So Tosis has to learn the sugya that it means that he didn't hold the upper cup by grabbing the bottom cup. He held it by sporting the bottom cup. So that means he wasn't using the bottom cup as a holder. And therefore, now we only look at it in terms of chatzitza, in terms of the first. That's what I thought you meant. Doesn't matter anything. Okay, but anyway, here we have another question. Is this considered to be derech shevut? Tashma. The Tana Devei Rav Yishmael. Et kli hasharet. Kli hasharet. Kli Hasharet is Lashon Rabim, correct? More than one Kli. It says over there, Kol Kli Hasharet. Asher Yeshartu Bam Bakodesh. Those Kli Hasharet, which they will use, B'Sheirut. What does that mean? You're using Lashon Rabim, Kli Hasharet means two Kelim and one Sheirut, which implies that it's okay, it's still considered to be a Derech Sheirut, to use two Kelim for one Sheirut. How about if you took Siv? Now, Siv is semi-permeable. Siv is the material that grows around the palm trees on the banner. Looks as if somebody put a little material around it. Very beautifully done, the little trick. So here he takes that, it puts it inside of the Mizrach. Now, I mean, we know that Lamaisa, the Dam, penetrates through the Siv. Siv is not waterproof. But, I mean, it's certainly sitting there in the cup. So, I mean, do we view that as a Chatzitza? Or is something which is penetrable not considered to be a Chatzitza in terms of Siv? This is min b'she'en o'mino. Would it be chutzetz in this case, or not chutzetz? I know you're going to tell me, well, what do you mean? Min b'she'en o'mino is always chutzetz. No, my question is, kivan de mechalchel, do we say that since the liquid can penetrate through the sieve, lo chayetz, we don't view it as a chatzitza? We view it as something else inside the cup. There's no pagam, something else inside the cup. Odio maloshna, or maybe, no, nonetheless, it's something else that's there, and it's considered to be a chatzitza. Amalei tanina, we have a very similar case in actually it shouldn't say tanina, it should say tanitua, because this is a mishnah in Masechet Parah. So tanitua, zolef v'olech, ad shemagia l'sfog. Talk about over here that we have a little shoket, the mishnah says. So there's a place where the bayim chayim is coming into an area where the animals drink out of shoket. There's a sponge in the shoket. Now the sponge, water in the sponge is not kosher, the kiddush, because in bayim chayim el keli, and over here the water in the sponge is not considered to be el keli. So if you take the mayim out of the sponge, push the sponge in any way, you can have mayim psulim, and it mixed together here with the mayim of kish. So what do you do? Zolef.
What? I had already water in it before.
Yeah, there's water. It's open to a well. It's open to a mayan. It's mayim chayim. Into that, you're going to be taking now a kli. It's not that the shoket is the kli. The shoket is permanently in the ground. It's a place where the animals come to drink. But there's water coming in. So now, in order to avoid having that water in, so what you do is, you're zolef olef achemag. You zolefovia doesn't mean what it usually means. It means actually to vacuum. The reason we use the word for sprinkle is because the way that you vacuumed was by putting your kli in and waving it. The water was waved out, and therefore all the water could come out without your touching the sfog. We use the lashon of ziluf. But you make sure that you don't take the water from the sfog itself. Acha magia sfog. So in other words, what that means is that the sfog is not considered to be, since it's permeable to the water, it's not considered to be a problem of the mayim that are in the kli. They're not considered to be in another kli. They're in the kli, which is okay. Apparently it's kosher, says the Gemara. Well, but maybe over there it's different. Maybe over there it's water. Remember, water compared to dam is a completely different vikasa. Water is very easy to penetrate things, so it doesn't even register that there's a sfog there. But maybe legabe dam, maybe the dam would register, would be considered a mechitza, a chatzitza for dam, because the dam doesn't pour straight through the sieve. It penetrates eventually the sieve, but maybe that's called a chatzitza. Ikeni amri. Others say he gave him a straight answer. He told him, b'dam kosher. It's not a problem to be mekabel dam this way, because it's mechalchel. But if you would use a kli to be mekadesh a komet that had in its sieve, then it would be a chatzitza. Because the fact that for a liquid it's not considered to be in the way, but lamaisa for a solid, it would be considered to be a regular chatzitza, even though it's got holes through it and so on. Now, but Josh, you're on. It's not dirt. What do you mean dirt? Sieve is not a, it's like having a piece of material in it. You're asking again. Remember, the guy was under dire threat of having his entire body pulled apart in a spaceship that night. So he did it. I mean, it wasn't the question. It's there. Now the shaila is it kosher or not? I mean, you never can tell what you do under those kind of pressures. Now, the truth is, we've already darshan the end of the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'yatzah l'mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem v'chiper alav v'lakach b'dam apar u'midam asair v'natan hakarnot mizbeach." The midam apar u'midam asair was what we were talking about in Amud Aleph. Does that mean together, or does it mean separately? Machlok is Rabbi Yoshia that we had with Rabbi Yonatan last night.
So now we're going back to the beginning of the
pasuk. Beginning of the pasuk is, "V'yatzah l'mizbeach asher lifnei Hashem." He should go out. pshat mis yotza, we'll see, means when he's already out, isn't he? He's in the hefa. I said v'yotza would be nice to say if you were inside the kasher kadosh, because v'yotza should leave the room and should go to the mizbeach. So clearly what the v'yotza tells us, as we'll see, is that he must have been standing inner from the mizbeach, close to the parochas, and now v'yotza means he should go outward and stand facing the mizbeach from the outside. So in other words, he should go around the other end of the mizbeach and be between the door of the hefa and the mizbeach. Not that he just turns around now and people's on the mizbeach. He walks out and now faces the mizbeach, so he's facing the mizbeach and the parochas behind the mizbeach, right? Now this was a reference to the mizbeach hazahav, because otherwise it wouldn't be called Hashem Lifnei Hashem. The mizbeach outside is on the mizbeach Hashem. Itzkil mechatev yorei, and he now begins his act of chitui, which became in the modern Hebrew a sterilization, to clean something, with a hair, comes from this word. So itzkil mechatev yorei, here he would be, put the dam with his finger onto the koronot hamizbeach, from top down, mechatev yorei. Meheichan u'matchil, where does he start? He starts at the Keren Mizrachit Tzvonit. Now Rashi understands that the Mishnah over here is going according to Rabbi Yossi Shita, who said before that the doorway was only one parochet. Since it was only one parochet, so the doorway was through the north. Everybody's noted that the doorway is the north. The question is whether they had to first go to the south and walk between and come to the north, right? But according to Rabbi, if there's only one parochet, it means as you're walking along the north wall, you're facing the door. Now when he comes out, he backs out from the Kodesh HaKadosh, which is basically on the northern side. Okay, so on the northern side, then he comes out, but he would be on the northwest side if he simply turned around. But since it says V'yotzel HaMizbeach, he can't simply turn around. He has to go all the way out. Okay, so he's now on the northeast side, because he went to the other side of the Mizbeach, right? Closer to the door of the entrance into the Eichal. So he starts there. Exactly. He finds himself there. So he starts there. So he starts on Mizrachit Tzvoni. And how's that? Yeah. Mizbeach is in the middle. In the middle of the room, yeah. But closer to the door, the entrance to the east, to the eastern door. Okay, so therefore, he starts on that Mizrahi Tzvoni, and then he moves on in the standard counterclockwise pattern. So he goes now to the Tzvoni Maravid, which is closer inside, continues on towards his right to the Maravid Dromit, and ends at the Dromit Mizrahi. So in other words, Makom Shehu Matchil, Ratat on Mizbeach Chitzon, Misham Hu Gomer on Mizbeach HaPnimi. It was exactly the opposite, because where he goes on Mizbeach, he always begins dafka on the Dromit Mizrachit, because he's facing the Mizbeach, and facing the Mizbeach is on the south. Facing the Mizbeach, turns right.
Once he comes up the ramp.
Yeah, well, either coming up or on the bottom, depending on what he's doing. But, so he's now facing, he's on the southern side, facing north, turns to his right, means he's going east, and the first corner that he would reach would be the southeast corner. Over here, he completes on the southeast corner. That's the last place that he gets. So where he would begin in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that's where he actually finished in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this Pshat and Rashi, it's clear that the Rambam didn't hold of it for a very simple reason. The Rambam paskins that there were two parochets, and nonetheless he paskins this mission. So obviously, there must be another reason why we would start the Tzvonit Mizrachi, right? So, from the other side, from the Dromi. Truth is, it isn't that clear anyway why necessarily he had to be standing closer to the north and the south, and why didn't he move to the middle of the parochet? I mean, he's not coming straight out, he's coming from the parochet. So, you know, who's to say that he bedavke? The moment he reached the area of the parochet, so already he was supposed to be standing the parochet between the Tvei Abani. So, that we should relate this back to the way he came out. No. Rashi's pshat is not that persuasive anyway. He's in the middle anyway. It says that he was standing at the place where if there would be an Oren, it would be facing the Bein Abadim of the Oren. So we're saying, well, yeah, but you came out of there. So we look at it as all one Aveda. So you came out of there, you came here, you should go out this way. No, okay. Yeah. Maybe yeah, maybe no. But clearly the Rambam doesn't hold that's the explanation. So l'chaira, I mean, what the Achronim understand in the Rambam is that the reason that he started over here at Bikeren Mizrachi Tzvonit is not because he needed to be closer to the Tzofa, because that's where he went in. He went to Mizrachi Tzvonit because that's on his right. It's very simple. Once he's standing outside of the Mizbeach, so which one would be on his right if he's facing the Mizbeach?
Does he walk backwards?
It doesn't really matter. Here there's no chiyuv to walk backwards. Like we saw him there, it doesn't say that he had to walk backwards. But it wouldn't matter. I mean, but he's facing now. He's facing. V'yotze can mean going backwards. So the one on his right. So you start on your right. Does that mean that you turn to your right? If you have a choice, but you're doing something, you're doing something. You go directly on your right. You don't need to come on to the svara over here of, you know, whether in Mavir and Alamitzvah or anything. It's very simple. You have a choice. Either way, you can do that.
It doesn't matter how you walk there.
Well, nobody has to turn around and face the Mizbeach anyway. So, but either way, in other words, according to Rashi, it's Rabbi Yossi. According to Rambam, it has nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says, look, you guys have the whole thing wrong anyway. You have him turning round and round. He's not turning round and round. He's b'mekomoy omed. He just moved his hands. The whole arm, the whole Mizbeach rather, is only one arm. Well, what's the big problem over here? He puts his hands on each side and he stands where he is. And he was b'chate from where he is. V'alkulana yonotein. Not because I hold that he was standing in his place, and I don't want him to get his clothes dirty. So if he's going to be mechate the way you said, mechate v'yored, he's going to get his clothes dirty. You take your finger full of blood, and now go ahead and be mechate v'yored across the other side. You're going to get yourself dirty. So therefore, akula mayonatein lamata lamala, he would have his finger with the blood facing down, away from his clothes, when he had his finger extended, and go up with his finger. That way there was no way that his clothes could get dirty. Doesn't drip off, he touches it. Yeah, but it doesn't drip down onto his clothes. And his clothes never come in contact with any area that had blood on it. Except for the one that's right in front of him. Over there, he'll keep cleaner. But there you go like this. You're much more likely to stay clean. And if you go like that, you'll get your clothes on the down. I guess they're facing down into it. Fine. So that's a logistical question. But he certainly didn't move his entire body. Then after doing the matonis on the kronot, he would then sprinkle on the area in the middle of the mizbeach, clearing off the ash. That's why it's called taharo, means that it was clean, shiny. Sheva pa'amim. Then whatever was left over in the cup, shiore adam, ayashofech ha-yesod ma'aravi shel mizbeach ha-pitzah. That he would pour on the yesod facing the side where he was coming out of the door. So he would come out of the door of the heichal, come down the stairs of the ulam, and now he would be on the west side. On the west side, towards the south, there was a hole. There was also a hole that was on the southern yesod. There was one arm on the southern side. That place was the place where he would pour, because that's closest to where he was. Masha'in Cain, when you're coming down off of the Mizbeach Achisa, and you have dam, that are shirayim, there the dam is put directly on the yesod to the south. Of course, the southwest. The other part didn't have yesod. But it came down because that's where you were coming down. You were coming down on the southwest side, walking off of the Mizbeach, and then turn around. The closest thing, first thing that you met was the yesod right there on the south.
So, right. Yeah. What does that hole already mention?
The hole would go through. There was a lot of blood. I mean, the board would go over the floor. There was a hole underneath the Mizbeach, and there, from there it would run out into the yeah. So then you would put on the Mizbeach Hachitzon, Hayashofecha Yisod Dromi. The Maisa from either location, Elu ve'elu mitarvim ba'ama, Yotzina nachakidron, Minim karm laganonim lazevel, all of the used dam would go out, would be used for fertilizer. U'moalim ba'amim mitarabonon, you're not supposed to be nene from the dam. L'maisa, you couldn't be over on Me'ila D'Yeraisa, because there's no Me'ila B'nai. It's only L'chaper. Tati L'chem L'chaper. There's L'chaper, but there's no Me'ila. So many of these cases where we talk about Nimkorin, and it says Mo'alim, even not the Dam B'chol, it's not Shayach Me'ila. But even other cases where it's the object of Shayach Me'ila, it's always the cases where the Nimkorin are the Rabbonim cases. Sorry? I can't hear you.
Rashi says Mo'alim
and Nishma
Kisu will have slow down.
Absolutely. Nobody disagrees with that. No, that's in the Nimkorim. By Dam, it's impossible to be Mo'el because there's no Ein Me'ila B'Dam.
But the Nimkorim takes away the
Rabbonim also. Yeah, but the Rabbonim made it in order that there should be a Nimkorim, but it wasn't. The two are interrelated. Unless you want to be Nenna from Hagadish, to pay. If not, you'll be over in Isser. Meet the Dano. Ein Me'ila B'Dam. That's Dam, Nasate Lechem Lechaper, Lekaparanatati, Velola Me'ila. Yeah, all these B'Dam are canceled and not made. Tana Rabban. Maybe it's the ultimate kavod. No? Isn't that the whole point of kavod? It's the recirculation of the aveda into the earth. That's what aveda is. Aveda essentially is there in order to bring the gishamim, the fertility, the profit, and so on. So here this becomes now the kavod that is directly, we directly use the product, mamash directly. It's a very beautiful a circle of life.
That was a sort of income for the middle of the
Look at these Jews. Always thinking about money. Why can't we talk about the romance? He's already practicing. No, with the farmers? Yeah, I suppose so. I don't know. That I can't tell you. The pashtas, they actually took it out. It was enriched the water. I mean, how many fields could be next to Nachal Kidron? Maybe Rabbi Barnea would tell us.
10-hour hike. It
Don't rub it. V'yatsa el ha-mizbeah. Ma tamud lomar. What is the meaning of the word v'yatsa el ha-mizbeah? Omer Rebbe Nechemya. Rebbe Nechemya says, look, let's contrast this with other korbanos that are brought with Nim, and you'll see exactly what it means. V'shematina b'par ha-ba kol ha-mitzvot. If you're talking about a par helem shel davar. Okay, over there, the Kohen is omed chutz le-mizbeah u-mazal ha-parochet b'shashu u-mazal. There the Kohen stands outside, meaning further away from the Eichel, that is, he's still on the eastern side of the Mizbeah, facing the Parochet, and even when he does the Hazayah towards the Parochet, he does it from that place. Yochol Av Zekin, you might think that this is the same case. He has to go out to the Mizbeah. So if he has to go out, so where has he been? In other words, he's been Echanayah. Where was he until now? He was the Fimin HaMizbeah. And we have the same Braita in the inverse when it comes indeed to the other Karbonis. Tanya Ida Lifnei Hashem Ma Talmud Lomar. What is the meaning of the Pasik Lifnei Hashem? Which over there, the truth is that Rashi brings the Girsa in the Taras Kohanim, the entire Girsa, the two together, the two parts. If you, it's not all that significant, but in the Par Haba Kol HaMitzvot, which is the Par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur, where it doesn't say V'yatsa, it says the Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem. So it says V'natana Kohen Min Adam Al Karnot Mizbach HaKtoret Hasamim Lifnei Hashem. What's Lifnei Hashem? The Mizbach HaKtoret Hasamim is Lifnei Hashem. Not the Kohen is Lifnei Hashem, right? So over there, what's the meaning? Why? Obviously, it's Lifnei Hashem. We know where the Mizbeach HaKtoret is, so why do you have to identify it further by saying Lifnei Hashem? Omer Reb Nechemya, because otherwise you would make a mistake. Didn't we just see that when it came to the Parvatsar Shiyom HaKippurim, where was the Kohen standing? When he did the Hazayot on the Parochet, he was standing Lifnei Min HaMizbeach. So he was standing between the Mizbeach and the Parochet. That we proved from the use of the word v'yatzala mizbeach. And there, from that position, mazeh ala parochet, b'shashu mazeh, yochol avzeke, and you might think that the same thing would be true about a par helam dover. Talmud lomar, therefore, says the pasuk, which on the surface appears crazy, mizbach k'toret asamim, Lifnei Hashem, which I know, Asher Bohomoid, that's crazy. But if it's coming to tell me, hold on a minute, the Mizbeach is Lifnei Hashem. The Kohen's not Lifnei Hashem. So what does that mean? The Ketzer Omeid, our Ketzer Omeid, what is that saying about where the Kohen is standing? That the Kohen is standing chutz l'Mizbeach, even though he's being Maza towards the Parochet. And therefore, from here we learn the way in which the two Korbanos had to be brought. It's not listed as one of the levels because it doesn't have any particular halachas associated with it. It could be. It's tamid. It makes sense. Now this is weird. This is very, very different, isn't it? Starts with Mizrachi's Dromi. In other words, this is towards his left. And he's going to the Dromi's Maharavi. And continuing along his left. He's going clockwise. I thought you're supposed to go counterclockwise. Because this is what the Gemara is going to examine. I'll leave the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. You're Rabbi Akiva's got the whole thing back, right? Rabbi Yosef Aglili, No. He's starting to be Keren Mizrachi. Svonit, like our Mishnah says. And then Svonit Maharavit, going counterclockwise. And then Maharavit Romit. And then Romit Mizrachi. So in other words, Mokom Shab Yosef Aglili Matchil, Sham Rabbi Akiva Posei. And Mokom Shab Yosef Aglili Matchil, Sham Rabbi Yosef Aglili Posei. So wow. So the Kuli Amo Mia Bahu can the Bhagavad Resha Lo Avi. But it's weird, isn't it? If he's coming from the West. So he comes first to this ones on the Western side. So why does he start on the ones on the Eastern side? If he hits the West first, my timing, on our Shmuel, what do you mean? That's part of the Yatzalam Mizbeach. Yatzalam Mizbeach is not Stam to walk towards the Mizbeach. Yatzalam Mizbeach means Ad Sheyatza Mikulam Mizbeach. You have to now walk around to the other side. You can't put it on the side that you're going to hit first, because you first have to be Makayim the Yatzah. Okay, so now you're on the other side. So, okay, fine, now I understand that. But according to Rabbi Akiva, how come we're not going counterclockwise towards the right? Nakif Derech Yamin. Could it be that at last we have found that indeed it's a machlokas about whether Rami Bar Yecheskel is right? Whether there is a din and always going towards your right? We thought everybody agreed to that. That's all based on Rami Bar Yecheskel's drasha, based on the Yam Shel Shlomo. The Yom Rami Bar Yecheskel. Note that the Yam Shasa Shlomo, how does the Torah define it? It says, Omeid al Shneim Asar Bakar. Shlosha Ponim Tzofona, Shlosha Ponim Yama, Shlosha Ponim Negba, Shlosha Ponim Mizracha. Vayam alayem elamala. Fine, so that's all very nice, but what does it teach us? Olamala Teshekol Pinot Shataponel. Oh, yeah, what do you mean? It was facing the back of the base, the entrance of the base, I mean. That's not important. What's important is the direction that we're counting it. So, you see from here, why does the Torah go in this direction? Going to Yamin? Right, so all of this, here again we use the word lemizrach, because that's the way in which we usually start, as they have Rashi explained earlier. So you're going to tell me the machlokis now, Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, and Rabbi Akiva, is apparently Mar Isa de Rami Bar Yecheskel, Mar Lesa de Rami Bar Yecheskel. It's apparently Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Rami Bar Yecheskel's drasha. He says, go around to the left. No. One man, the Omer, holds that you can't learn out avodas that are being done b'fnim inside of the Heicha and say that they have to be done in the same way that the Torah would define how you act outside of the Heicha. Different world in the Heicha and outside of the Heicha. And therefore doesn't apply inside. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't learn out b'fnim michud. No, okay, so we don't learn out, so you have to do the dafka. I mean, what do you care if you go the way you would go? I understand. Does it say you have to do the opposite? I mean, even the Idol Yalla Frim, I understand. You're telling me it's not essential. Okay, so, but why do you have to do it backwards? So you're saying it's no longer relevant. To say it's no longer relevant. Don't tell me you have to do it the other direction. No, wait a second. You're forgetting something. Right? When you come to a place and you're supposed to do a mitzvah, you have to do that mitzvah. Because Reish Lakish, remember, Reish Lakish told us earlier in the Mitzvah, whatever you hit first, that's the area that you do first. Okay. So you're telling me that, okay, but I have no choice. I have to walk by that corner. Because the Torah said, V'yatzalam Mizbeach. V'yatzalam. Alam is back. So if Yatzalam is back, we said you have to go all the way around. Okay, but meanwhile I'm itching, aren't I? And I'm saying, oh my gosh, I missed that corner. I gotta miss that corner because I'm still walking. But I want to get back to it as soon as I can. Yeah, I have to pass it. Okay. So my law of Yatzalam is back. I don't know if Mikulam is back. Okay. So the moment that I give Bahu Karen, now I'll start in the area which is right in front of me. I'll see Bahu Karen, do you have the separation? Let me go right around back to where the one I should have given first. I didn't have to first be Yatzalam is there. Therefore, it ends up that Lamaisa is going to the left. But since there's no Hakapada inside of going to the left or the right, so there's a very good reason to go to the left. That's one approach.
That's from that corner.
So to speak. V'boy Seima. Or, you know what? It could be that Yisvir l'anakofa b'regel l'kolayim alo pligid afinim pli michutz. Isn't there a big difference between moving your body and just deciding which one to do first? I mean, you're talking about kol pinot chatapone. If I'm standing in one place, I'm not doing any pinot chatapone. I'm just standing here. What are you bothering me with pinot? If I was walking around on foot. So then, of course, Rabbi Kiva would also agree. Kulayam lo pligid afinim pli michutz. Always will go counterclockwise. Mar sava hakafa biyad, umar sava hakafa beregel. Maybe that's good for the nafkamina. Rabbi Akiva is saying, you don't have to walk with your feet. Yeah, you walk, you stand there. If you hold, you walk around with your feet, say, you'll have to go to your right. Or, maybe by saying, kulayam hakafa biyad. Maybe both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Akiva agree that you stand in one place. Maybe that's good for the question. Do I learn out Hakofa Biyad from Beregel or not? And you?
Do I have to use my left hand then?
No, it's one hand. No, it's easy. It's be a little bit strange, actually, walking around with your foot. I mean, it's Sakhakol, you're walking around something one arm would be. Wait a second, no, that doesn't make sense. Then you would be saying that Rav Yossi HaGlili holds Hakofa Biyad, but Rav Yossi HaGlili, I mean, can you say for Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkomo Aya Omeid, Umechate, Bechol the Tanakam Alosir Ale? Isn't it mashma that the Tanakam, the Mishnah, is clearly Rav Yossi HaGlili, because we see from the Brisa that that was Rav Yossi HaGlili Shita, right? Well, we're certainly, what we're going to say now, there's another machlokas. It's Mistaber, the Tanakami in our Mishnah, who gives these directions. That's Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who appears in the Brisa, giving these directions in the machlokas of Rabbi Akiva. So who's the one who argues on him? Rabbi Eliezer. So, I mean, clearly he can't hold the same thing that Rabbi Eliezer holds. Doesn't make sense. So it's Rabbi Eliezer who says, Bimkomo Hayao Meinu Mechate, Bichlal the Tanakam Alosir Ale. So I don't like this last teretz of yours. I like better the teretz you said before, that Marsav HaKofa Biyad, Marsav HaKofa Beregel. Tomorrow we'll see, maybe there's even some other alternatives. Okay, so tomorrow Bezrat Hashem, 9:30.
Once in
100 years, okay.
But I'll be listening.
Bezrat Hashem. Notan et amalei bereka. Boi minei rami barcha ma mirav chista. Himiach mizrak betok mizrak vekibel bo et adam ma omin bemin ochotzeits o en ochotzeits. Omar lei tenitu, natan et amalei bereka. My love, it's hoshiv mizrak malei letok mizrak rekan. No, it means ira mizrak malei letok mizrak rekan. Oh, what do you mean? Natan et amalei bereka already. Ira dama parladal tama sair. Okay, but I need kidei larvan yofa yofa. Do it again. Tashma. Hayao made agabi kli, o agabi regel chavero, which is min bemino, is possible. A shiny regel to lomatz bematole. Ikiri amriochi boy mine. Derech shirut bekach. Oein derech shirut bekach, to use two separate kelim. Tashma, the ton of the very rabbi Yishmael. Yeah, put one kli in top of another. The ton of the very rabbi Yishmael. Note that it says, et kol klei hasharet, ashe yisharatu bam bakodesh. So what does that mean? Kol klei hasharet is kelim rabim. So you have shnei kelim v'shevot achat. Boi minei rami bar chomem mirav chista. Hiniach siv b'toch mizrak v'kibel b'vatat amau. Do we say min b'sheno mino eschotzetz or eno chotzetz? Obviously, normally it would be. My question is, kiva de mechalchel lo chayetz v'dilma lo shna. Or amalei, well, tenitua, I should say, zolef v'olech hachabagia l'sfog. No, that's because it's water. I mean, Shanya Maya, the cliche. I'm asking you about dam. Ikide amriyachi pashalei. Bedam indeed kasher. The komet, which is a solid, possible.
But it doesn't reach the bottom,
right? Well, yeah, I mean, it may out, but it's not that it's a chatzitza. Not because it doesn't touch. Even if it gets through, but lamais it's a chatzitza. V'yatzal olam izbeach shelifni Hashem, zeh mizbach hazahav. Yitchil mechatev yored, mihechana umatchil. Bikern Mizrachit Tzvonit, from there Tzvonit Maravit, and then Maravit Romit, and then Romit Mizrachit, counterclockwise, which means that Makom Shu Matchil B'Chatat Al Mizbeach HaChitzon, where he goes up towards his right, which would be the southeast, Misham Hayav Omer Al Mizbeach HaPnimi. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, he didn't move around at all. Bimkomo Haya Omeid U'Mechate. And therefore, to avoid getting his clothes dirty, Al Kulam Haya Notei Milamata Lamala, Chutz Mizo Shaita Lefanam, Then after finishing the kranot, he zah al tiarosh al mizbeach sheva peamim, v'shiyarei adam haya shofech yisod ma'aravi shel mizbeach hachitzon. Whereas if he were coming off of the mizbeach hachitzon, holding shirayim, shel mizbeach hachitzon haya shofech yisod dromi. Now in either case, elu ve'elu mit arvim ba'ama v'yotzin anachas kidron v'nim karim leganonim lezevel u'mo'alim behem. Tanu rabbanu. Well, now, wait a minute. I'm going to show you later that the Kohen who's bringing the par of Helam Dover, he is omed chutz l'mizbeach umazeh ala parochet b'shash umazeh. So yochol av zeket on Yom Kippur, Tamud lomar, v'yatzal ha'mizbeach Which means, if he has to be Yatzah, Echan Haya before he was Yatzah, Lefim in Mizbeah. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to the Paralam Dover, Tanya Yidach, the opposite. It says, Al Mizbach HaKtorat Asher Lifnei Hashem. Ma Tamu Lomar? Omer Rebbe Nechemia. Because look, Matzina Bepar V'Sosh Yom HaKippurim, where it says V'Yatzah, as opposed to here, that the Kohen is Omed Lifnim in HaMizbeach U'mazeh, Ala Paroch HaPeshash U'mazeh. So you might say, let's learn out from Yom Kippur to the Paralam Dover. In Yochel HaVzeke. Tamu Lomar, Mizbach K'toret HaSamin Lifnei Hashem. Asher B'Yomoy, to teach me, yes, the Mizbeach indeed is Lifnei Hashem, but the coin isn't Lifnei Hashem. Okay, it's that. Omeid chutz the Mizbeach umazeh. Yitchil mechatev yored. Ton Rabbanan, yitchil mechatev yored me'echan hayam atchil. Says Rabbi Akiva, miker mizrachi dromit, dromit ma'aravit, ma'aravit tzfonit, and coming all the way around to the left, tzfonit mizrach. Give Rabbi Akiva. Yosef Lido Omer. No, what do you mean? You start on the right. Keren Mizrahi Tzvonit, Tzvonit Ma'aravit, Ma'aravit Dromit, Dromit Mizrahit. Makom Shrev Yosef Glidin Matchil, Sham Rabbi Akiva Posek. Makom Shrev Yakiva Matchil, Sham Rabbi Yosef Glidin Posek. But look, I mean, it turns out that everybody agrees, Kuli Amamiya, that he certainly doesn't start on the west side, which is where he was standing originally. And Bahu Keren the Pogabresha Loavit. Why is that? Omar Shmodi, Omar Krovi, Yatzah Al Mizbeach, means Ad Novik Mikul Mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Akiva, why not be Makiv Derech Yamin? Could it be that he argues about Rami Bar Yecheskel? The Omer Rami Bar Yecheskel, Yam Shasa Shlomo Omed Ashtim Asar Bakar, Shlosha Panim Tzafona, Shlosha Panim Yama, Shlosha Panim Negba, Shlosha Panim Mizracha, Vayam Aliyah Melamala, Vecholach Harayim Baita. You don't want to be looking at their rear ends afterward, after all. Alamarita, the kol pinot shata poneh lo yu ela derech yamin lemizrach. So you tell me, Mar ita d'rami by Yecheskel, and Rabbi Akiva led like the Rami by Yecheskel. Nah, I couldn't have eaten with the Rami by Yecheskel. Och, b'okam yifugeh. Mar sa v'yalfinan pnim michutz. V'yamsha Shlomo was in the Azora. Mar sa v'lo yalfinan pnim michutz. Okay, even if Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold of Yalfinam Pim Michutz, why does he say he has to go in the opposite direction? Iboy Achi Aved Iboy Achi Nami. I'm like Rabbi Akiva, because Medina Bahu Keren the Pogabereshi, he should have done that, right? Yom Rishalak Shein Lavir Nala Mitzvahs. So Milo Avid, Mishav Dechti V'Yatzah L'Mizbeach, Ad Nadu B'Kulu Mizbeach. So that means that he has to start from the Yatzah. Okay, so he does. So Kiva Diyog Bahu Keren, he immediately wants to go back to the place that he missed. So that, you know, Karen, the Yichayev Lameda Veration. Well, you know what? Maybe it's all different machlokas. Ribay Dema, Israel on a couple of regals. Everybody would agree, including Rabbi Akiva. If he's walking around with his on his feet, he would learn out Ima Pnim Michutz. The Alfina Pnim Michutz, Rami Barachas would apply. You'd have to go counterclockwise. But how come you forget? Mar Savar HaKofa Biyad. So where does it say you have to move your hand counterclockwise? Mar Savar HaKofa Beregel. Or maybe ibay teima kuleyam akafa biyad v'ofer abalkam yiflagay. That's good for maybe the machlokas. Mar sover yalfin on yad miregel, or mar sover lo yalfin on yad miregel. No, that's no good. What do you mean? Then you're coming out saying Rabbi Yossi Aglili agrees that akafa biyad. I mean, in the Mishnah, it's true when you read the Tanakhama, it doesn't say beferish that he walked around with his feet. But I mean, if you take a look at the Sefer, it says Rabbi Eliezer Omer, no, b'mekomo haya omed. Okay, so in other words, the Bichlal Tanakama, who is Rabbi Yossi, as we saw from Rabbi Yossi Glili, as we saw from the Braisa. So apparently, Rabbi Yossi Glili doesn't hold that b'mekomo haya omed. Apparently, when he says that he went around, he means he literally went around, moved around his feet. So Bichlal Tanakama lo shirele ela machvatik shanim ikara. I like your previous answer. Marzav akavu biyan. That fits in perfectly with the Mishnah.